Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Do you ever wonder at the Bible's timeless worldwide appeal? Why do more and more people rely on this holy book of books for daily soul vitality? How does God's Word keep coming alive in the unified message of these ancient writings? To the Nth Degree, Genesis through Revelation by Marjorie Gray, it's an invitation, a poetic journey through the Old and New Testaments. A lifelong book lover, Marjorie has always treasured the Bible above all others. She's the author of Mold Words, A Word a Week from God's Word, and Mold Psalms, Moving from I to We. Home for Marjorie and Jim Gray is Carmel Hills Retirement Community in Charlotte, North Carolina, and New City Church, where she especially enjoys the lost and found community. Marjorie Gray, author of To the Nth Degree, Genesis through Revelation, is our guest on This Week in America. Marjorie, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
Looking forward to our conversation, I want to start very basically. What inspired you for this book? Where did this idea for To the Nth Degree come from?
Well, actually, this idea came before the other two books, and I didn't have the title, but what struck me when I kept reading the Bible was how there were so many what I call absolutes and superlatives in the Bible in every book, like all, every, always, you know, and I'm used to that in advertisements, you know, but this is not an advertisement. This is true because
yes,
all the things are going back to God. So I said, I gotta make a list. So I made a list. That's how it started. And I was inspired, I'm sure, by the Holy Spirit and the Bible itself and God and praying, you know.
And it's amazing how this whole idea began for Marjorie. The book is To the Nth Degree, Genesis through Revelation. Book available at Marjorie's website, which is marjoriegraybooks.com. Also available at Amazon, the usual places. And we'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, the first idea was more than 30 years ago. I can't remember the exact, but the first draft of actually writing was about 8 years ago. And that was after I had finished Mold Words and Mold Psalms. I wanted to go back to that original idea of absolutes and superlatives. So, yeah, and then, you know, just recently is when the final drafts were done. So it was a process.
It was a process, and it's a process that is really receiving excellent reviews and altering people's lives. This is such a wonderful job you've done with To the Nth Degree, the book available at Marjorie's website, as well as information on the other books there as well. Were you influenced by other authors as you began this process?
I think so. I would say Eugene Peterson, who wrote a paraphrase of the Bible called The Message, and I still read it today, and I just love the way he puts things directly from the Hebrew and Greek, but into the vernacular, even, you know, using phrases and things that we use in just normal conversation. So Eugene Peterson and Clarence Jordan, who started a community in Georgia in 1942 and also wrote a version of the Bible, or at least the New Testament, called Cotton Patch Gospel. And I just love the way he puts it in the Southern vernacular and goes into the whole issue of race relations in the Bible, you know. So I really admire Clarence Jordan and Eugene Peterson. There were others, too. I mean, you know, a lot of people write about the Bible, but those are the two that come to mind.
The book that we're talking about by Marjorie Gray is To the Nth Degree, Genesis through Revelation, book available at Marjorie's website. We'll give you that as we go through the conversation. How about your life experiences? Did that come into play as you were writing this?
Yeah, from a child, I grew up in a home where my father was a pastor, my grandfather was a pastor, my maternal grandfather, and I really liked hearing sermons because they were so based on the Bible. And when I first played the piano, I remember my first hymn that I could play was "Holy Bible Book Divine, Precious Treasure, Thou Art Mine." And another one was "Wonderful Words of Life." And those just went through my mind, you know. And when you grow up as a child, it sticks with you, you know. So it did. So, and then my life experience all through life, we always read the Bible at meals, and I just always had a devotional going on. I don't know. It was like, that was my home base.
Well, how about history, society, culture? I'm trying to sort of get some of the areas that influenced you in writing this book. Did history, society, culture come into play as you were writing to the nth degree?
Yeah, I think so, because I grew up with the idea of history as his story, God's story. And when I read history books or the newspaper or whatever, it just didn't seem right. It seemed like something was missing and I wasn't getting the full picture. And also the whole perspective of other things, other writings and society in general seemed to be commercial, the commercialization. And that seemed to ruin things because people were just saying things for whatever would sell or would profit them personally. And the whole Bible, you know, teaches that conflict. You can't serve God and money. So
yes.
I just, you know, I don't know. But culture seemed to be all about competition. And I wanted to be all about love. I wrote this out of love because there are people that need to know, you know.
Exactly. And this is the right time for this book. We seem to be looking for differences and trying to establish arguments and conflicts. And this book is just the opposite of that. I think that's why the book is resonating so well with the audience. The book is To the Nth Degree, Genesis through Revelation by our guest Marjorie Gray. Her website is simple. Her name, MarjorieGrayBooks.com. And we'll have all of that on our website. You can link on directly. Who would appreciate this book, Marjorie? Who was this written for? Who would appreciate the book?
Well, hopefully everyone. I would think that it would not be restricted to Christians. People of all faiths would at least be curious about it, or people of no faith, because of the track record of the Bible and how it has lasted all these years. And also, especially Christians who people might call backsliders or losing interest or seekers, people are seeking and dissatisfied with what they're hearing, they would need to read it to themselves. And also, of course, people that like poetry, because it is kind of written in poetic form with stanzas.
Well, yes. In fact, let me ask you about that. I'm so impressed with what you were able to do with poetry and to get the message across and do it so well with this unique style that Marjorie has in her writing. Why did you choose poetry to present this message?
Well, one reason is poetry is meant to be read out loud. And the Bible at first was read out loud. You know, it was on scrolls. People only heard it when they went to the synagogue or church or whatever. So it's meant to be oral, especially when I have these absolutes and superlatives in italics, which means that the stress is on that. And I always liked hearing things out loud, dramatic, you know. But I think poetry has a way of linking our hearts and our minds, whereas straight prose is going to the mind. But poetry, and it gets down to the essentials. It's a very small book because it's poetry, because you're shrinking it down to the essentials.
Yes.
That you want to get across. So,
and as a reader, we appreciate that. Rather than taking 14 paragraphs to say something that you could say maybe in one, by doing it in poetic form, it's much more appealing. It's much, the allure is there. You can read it. Again, it's emotional. You can sense it. You can feel it as you're reading it. The book is so well written to the nth degree, Genesis through Revelation by Marjorie Gray, our guest on the program. Let me also ask the question, why the Bible?
As I said before, it's timeless. I don't know if I said that, but it's yes. Timeless. It new things keep coming up at every time. And to that end, I'd like to read what's kind of like the introduction. Would that be okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, it's called Ode to Scripture. And it starts with three quotes from Scripture. People do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that all God's people may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Holy Book of Books, alive, active, full of absolutes and superlatives, written revelation of God Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. People of all ages and places have absorbed your ever-true love message, responding with unceasing prayer and love that always protects, always trusts, always perseveres.
So well done, to the nth degree. This is an audiobook that you could do, and you would do that very nicely. The book is available wherever books are sold. Marjorie's website is very simple, marjoriegraybooks.com, and you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is doctrine evident as you write the book and people in reading it?
Not intentionally. That one verse that I read about Scripture being good for teaching, rebuking, correcting, in some versions it says useful for doctrine. So another word for doctrine could be teaching. So, you know, people can pick that up for themselves. But that, you know, with poetry, you're not supposed to be preachy, but hopefully it comes through the teaching, but not to a specific denomination or something like that.
How difficult was it or challenging to write it in poetic form, to take these thoughts and to break them down as you've done? What was that like for you?
Well, I was already into it because of Mulled Psalms, which is poetry. And of course, it's poetry in the Bible too. And I've always liked to write poems. I don't worry about rhyming. They're not rhymes, but I love words, and I love using, you know, the different forms where it starts with the same first letter. I forget what it's called. But anyway, and words that are precise. I mean, English, it just seems like it's made for poetry. I don't know, but I also like the rhythm. I pretty much count the syllables, and there's like 10 or 12 syllables or 8 in each line. So it kind of reads, and the line breaks are important for the thought as well. So it wasn't that hard. I mean, it's a good tool for me, you know, to do it line by line rather than get on to a whole long thing, like you said, say it in so many words.
Yes, and you have a talent to do that. And again, from a reader standpoint, it's like, thank you, this now makes sense, and I can remember it because of the way you structured it and presented that that message. One of the books that we talked about, one of the other books, is Mold Psalms, Moving from I to We. Briefly, we're showing the book cover of that as well during the interview. That's available. Give me a little bit of background on that book.
Well, I've always loved the Psalms, especially because they're so geared to prayer. Some of them, you know, a lot of them address God. But all the Psalms usually say I, like, the Lord is my shepherd. And why I subtitle it Moving from I to We, because I know that the Psalms were used in worship in the synagogues, in the tabernacle already, and the temple. And I, you know, can't imagine just saying me all the time. I like the idea of saying we. So I did that. And also I think I wanted to put them in my own words as prayers, and bring Jesus into them, because Jesus, of course, isn't mentioned in the psalm specifically, but a lot of the allusions are to him. I mean, they're obviously talking about the Messiah who would come. So that's it. And I made one poem for each of the psalms. Actually, my favorite one is Psalm 119. It's the longest, as everybody knows, but it's about God's word, Bible, so, or scripture. So that one, you know, is longer, and other ones are shorter.
Well, and that's that book's available as well. If you go to Marjorie's website, it's marjoriegraybooks.com. What do you hope the takeaway is? People read to the nth degree. What do you hope the takeaway is? What the message you'd like to leave with them when they conclude?
Well, I think that would depend on the person. For some, I just think it would be the next step, maybe moving from curiosity to seeking to reading the Bible for themselves. Another thing is wonder, to just be amazed, you know, at these words that are so different. I mean, the Bible isn't like other things. They sound true, and they are true. And people will be able to hopefully step into the story themselves, because there are the characters, of course, in the Bible, not just Jesus, but all of them. And I think people, when they read about these characters, will say, oh, I probably would have done that too, or, you know, put themselves into the story and then pray. I think this will lead people, because there are prayers in it. I mean, very short, of course, but times when I'm addressing God, or one of the characters is addressing God. And then finally, if anybody wants to write to me, I always love to write letters. When I was growing up, we always wrote to our grandmother, I think it was once a week. And I like writing emails. I mean, if people want to email me, I would love to get their reactions, you know.
Can they find that information on your website where they can get in touch with you?
Yes.
Okay, and that's very simple. MarjorieGrayBooks.com. Gray is G-R-A-Y. The book's available, her information, and would like to hear back from you. You have such a talent of taking this message and presenting it in such a way that it's very relatable and understandable for the reader. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on a revision of the first book, Mold Words, A Word a Week from God's Word. And so that starts with the letter A. There's 26 letters, so I have one word for A, one for B. And so I have 7 devotionals on each of those words. The first one for A is awe, and then it goes to bread. But anyway, I'm working on a revision of that, because the original one, I think, had too much of me in it. I was still, I don't know, forming my identity, and I had personal stories, illustrations, and it was totally prose, but it's going to be poetry. So multiple words, and it should be done. Well, I shouldn't make any promises when it'll be done. It'll be on the website when it's done.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because my thought was ask when it's going to be done. I'm thinking, no, that just puts pressure on her. So when Marjorie gets around to it, we'll find it. It's another reason to check the website to see when that revision of that is coming up. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. This book, To the Nth Degree, Genesis Through Revelation, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, Marjorie's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Marjorie's website, very simple, marjoriegraybooks.com. Information on what she's written, what she's about to write, and how to contact her. And we've got, again, all that on our website. Marjorie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Marjorie Gray, To the Nth Degree, the name of the book. The book's available at Amazon and her website, MarjorieGrayBooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.